Commissioner Spratton is going to lead us in prayer this morning.
I would pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for your love and your saving grace. Lord, we pray for our nation. We pray for our county, Lord, and all those who serve our county and all our citizens in our county. Lord, be with us this morning as we go about doing the county's business, Lord. Please give us wisdom and knowledge and patience. And Lord, as always, we pray that we could do your will for the people of Taylor County. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning. This is the third of our budget hearings. I've been asked to Mr. Danny Glover to come first, Superintendent of Schools. You have a few things to say to us.
Yeah, good morning. How are y'all doing?
Good morning.
Thank y'all for allowing me to speak this morning. Just want to come give y'all an update, have a request. I know things are tight. Across the county, things are very tight. When it comes to school safety, I just wanted to come and give you an update and just ask one more time to help us. Want to say y'all have been great. Appreciate what Sheriff Padgett has been working with us. Been a great relationship to try to make sure that we're meeting the law that was passed for resource officers. You know, in the past, the board, y'all have paid for two resource officers. The school district has paid for two resource officers, so that would give us a total of four resource officers. With the new law, we have to have one resource officer in every school. We have two at the high school, and then we were trying to get a supervisor, and the reason for a supervisor was for a couple of reasons. Number one, our resource officers cannot leave the school for anything. Sometimes we'll have a student maybe get sick, there's a behavioral issue, and the parent just cannot come pick them up. So in the past, our resource officer would take the kid home. With the extra the night resource officer, that would give us somebody that's in charge to go to the school to relieve the resource officer that's there to be able to take that kid home. Also, what I was wanting to do with a supervisor, the extra resource officer, we all know, I've heard it multiple times, that the school district has a huge impact economically on the county. We have a very, very a big problem with attendance. Some of the duty of this extra resource officer will be truancy. I think we need to get on truancy. We got to get a hold on it. When we get kids to come to school, you know, we're currently a B. I think we can raise our grade even higher if we can just get kids to come to school. So that's my little spiel there. We got enough money from the state to fund six resource officers from the state is how much money we got. We currently have seven, so we're already going in the hole about, I think Ashley told me it's between $85,000 and $89,000. We're already going in the hole to make sure we're meeting the mandate of the law. Then, you know, y'all are providing that one resource officer, which gives us eight. In the past, what we were hoping was we were going to be able to fully fund six. We were having to dig down to fund the seventh. And we were hoping for the board just to continue. We're not asking for anything new, just to continue to fund the two resource officers that y'all have been funding. Because that would give us nine, and that would allow us to have that supervisor person. So when somebody has to be pulled, we have that supervisor there to go to help out and actually to have that extra the resource and manpower for safety. I have a copy. This came from our Superintendent Association. I can give it to you if you want a copy of it, but it was the bill that the governor signed. And pretty much it says on lines 2339 through 2345, that this additional money that we got from the state, it says in the law, was to be additional. So that would be, you know, to keep funding the two. Then we'll use this money for our additional, which would give us nine. Now, currently, like I say, we're sitting at eight. We have came up with fund seven. The sheriff's office has came up and been able to Fund One. So we just, that gives us a, if there was any way, you know, possible, there was, if you find any wiggle room, anything that y'all can do to help us, we would greatly, greatly appreciate it. I know things are tight, but it is going back to safety. And we want to make sure we keep, you know, we want to keep all our kids safe. So that's just kind of where we're at. I wanted to update you that on, you know, on that. Again, we're not asking for anything new. We're just asking for you, if you can, to continue. And I have a copy of this if you want to tell me a copy of that.
I'm sorry, he's got a question, I've got a question.
Yes, sir.
If you go out of town with the band or the football team, does the resource officer accompany the group?
Yes, sir. On some, not every event, but when we, you know, for football, with band, yes, absolutely. And that's one thing we met yesterday, is trying to figure out how to cover this. Because sometimes we'll have the high school taking two field trips. We could have baseball track. The middle school could be going baseball, softball. So that's what we were talking yesterday, is how can we cover all these events with the amount of officers we got. We're going to, even if we get nine, we're still going to have to think outside the box to be able to cover some of these trips. We're going to reach out to other counties and say, hey, you know, our baseball team or softball team's coming. Can your resource officer there help cover that? And we'll do the same when you come here. Now, football, when we have band, we have those really large groups, we always send, usually we send at least two resource officers to that. So, like I say, from bell to bell, a resource officer has to be on campus. They cannot leave for anything. So what's going to happen if they do have to leave, we're going to have to pull a resource officer from the high school to come cover that school. Somebody's sick, somebody's out, we're going to have to pull from the high school. Now that's going to put us short at the high school, because we've had two at the high school, and I can tell you that has made a huge, huge difference, a tremendous difference, having the two resource officers at the high school. So that ninth one would greatly help when we have, you know, issues like that come up. And the other thing too, the good thing for the county is we're, you know, for the seven officers that we're gonna pay for, we're signing a 12-month contract. So from those months at summertime, unless they've earned comp time, or we do have three schools that have summer school, but they're only short, usually about 4 to 6 weeks. The rest of that time, it'll be left up to the sheriff, but he'll be able to utilize however he wants to utilize them within the county. They won't be totally with us during the summer, so that's going to be, you know, a huge help. I think however the sheriff decides to utilize them, but an extra help to the county there also.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
In one of our meetings, you were using the term supervisor, we need a supervisor. I just want to clarify, if I'm correct, supervisor, coming up to the corrections, law enforcement background, supervisor means a sergeant or a lieutenant. You're not necessarily talking about a sergeant or lieutenant. You're talking about an extra resource officer that maybe will oversee things.
But
not necessarily us creating another sergeant or lieutenant or somebody up the...
Yeah, I'm just saying that would be just somebody that, with their out-of-town games, if somebody's sick, that's who schedules, correct if I'm wrong, that's who schedules who's going to cover those schools, who's going on those field trips. So
yeah,
just that extra person to help cover.
But I just want to clarify that.
Yes,
a lot of people,
sir,
may be thinking we're trying to create, are you or Chair, trying to create another sergeant, lieutenant.
Yes,
that's,
sir,
not the case.
Right.
Okay.
Madam Chair, so what is the total funding that the schools receive from the legislature to fund the school resource officer?
It was either 365 or 385 is what we got. And then, go ahead.
And as it is, it says on line 3, we are the educating entity, not law enforcement. The sheriffs are ultimately responsible for and conservators of the peace in their county.
Yes, sir.
So does that mean that next year the board is going to have to come up with that nearly $400,000 to keep the program going?
That, from what we have told in statute, that is reoccurring. That's reoccurring money, so you will not have.
So that to. Is in that has been established,
yes,
as reoccurring.
To be frankly honest, we know how the legislators are.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like personally that it'll probably be funded for 3 or 4 years when things die down. There's a huge pot of money right there sitting. I hope they'll never touch it. But if they touch it, they're going to have to rewrite the law, because there's no way you guys, us together can fund that much without the state putting that money. I mean, there's no way we could do that. So, but the plan is in the statute or in our law book that we got, it is currently, that it is reoccurring money. We will see that every year. So,
how did they justify the amount that they allocated? Did they look at how many schools we have and the number that's needed? Or they just said, here's $300,000?
That is a very good question, because we're sitting a lot better than most counties, I will tell you that. There are some counties that are millions of dollars in the hole because they did not, they made this initiative, but they did not fully fund it. You know.
And so how do you think we came out so good? Would it have anything to do with our
size? You got a base. They gave you a base allocation. I want to say the base allocation was, I think, 250. So your smaller schools, actually, you know, we have some neighboring schools who are really small, who only have two schools, already had a resource officer. So they came out really good. So the smaller you are, because they gave a base no matter what size you are. So that helped. That tremendously helped us.
Base was the same for every school?
Yes, sir. They gave you the base, and then it was based on FTE.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would say there's probably some counties right now that are still scratching their head how they're going to meet this mandate of the law by school start. So, again, I can tell you the relationship that we have had with y'all and Sheriff Padgett is thank you, compared to the horror stories I've been hearing with superintendents trying to deal with their board of county commissioners and their sheriff to make this happen.
Well, if you had been in our board meetings, you'd have heard horror stories here as well over the last week on us trying to balance our budget and how to raise revenue and everything else. And tell me, for the record, why can't the school board raise this money?
We are chipping in the extra 70 to put it in.
70,000?
Yes, sir. We're dipping in. We're 70,000, 80,000 is what we're dipping in.
Okay.
And so we're, you know, same thing like y'all. We're just, there is no more to dip. There is no more to dip into. That's,
and before we raise millage rates, can you raise your millage rates?
The board, from what when I've talked to our lawyers in Tallahassee, our board does not have the power. If we raise the millage rate, we're on like a sliding scale. So the state says you're getting this much money, okay? If we were to raise the millage, all they're going to do is back off on the amount of money they give us. So it's kind of like a seesaw. If we raise the millage rate, they're backing off. We are here, they're going to kick in a little bit more. So they really don't have the authority to kick in to do anything. The board doesn't have the authority. Now, we have the millage that we currently have, the quarter mill, that's going back on the ballot to continue. That's not new. That is, you know, y'all approved that to go on the ballot. We're going to have to pull from some of that to help pay for the safety of it as well. So, you know, just like I said, it's just tight. I mean, I know things are tight for y'all, so that's why I'm just kind of updating you and asking for anything that y'all can do to help us.
And if push came to shove, you could, by law, get by with one officer at the high school since you have less than 1,000 students, right?
You can.
I mean, it's nice to have two.
Right,
or three,
we have the two.
You can get.
Yes, ma'am. We have the two. And like I said, we've just seen the benefit of the two there. So that's why we have the two there. Now, at our pre-K and TAS school, because it's so small, we have one officer there. So that kind of helped relieve us a little bit to be able to put that other one there at the high school.
Danny, what are they going to do when they have a full day resource officer at school all day and then they got a ball game that night? Is that going to throw that officer in overtime, or is another one going to cover that, or how's that going to work?
What we have done in the old contract we had with the Sheriff's Department was we were only a 10-month contract and then we paid the overtime, but it actually worked out better for everyone. We now have the 12-month contract. So they're able to work for the county some, and we pay for that. But any overtime is flexed off with comp time during the summer or the holidays. They're able to flex that comp time off.
So,
and I feel like with resource officers, our kids are safe, and I appreciate that. We're going to be safe with eight, but with nine, I can, you know, I feel a lot more comfortable knowing that they are, we got everything covered.
But if I have one additional officer, somewhere in the back of my mind, I have a number, 65,000.
65, yes, sir.
Is that about what it is?
Yes, sir.
69, sir.
69?
Yes, sir.
Was that the position that you took off the table in negotiations last week? That was another one?
That was another one. That one. That was actually a great position we took off.
Hmm. You know, so anything that, you know, we can, anything, you know, if it's, I may not full of, you know, all of that, but anything that y'all would come up with to try to help, and we, you know, I don't know, mow some grass or something on our, I don't know, we'll try to come up with any, you know, y'all can do what you can, and we'll try to do everything that we can to make it happen also.
What was the advantage to go into a 12-month contract versus the 10-month contract?
It actually, I want to say it worked better for all of us because it was actually with the overtime we were having to pay, it was costing us additional money. So by doing the 12-month, it worked out better for the sheriff's office and for us. It made better sense on paper and with the numbers.
Rather than overtime dollar, if you take overtime in the form of comp time.
Yes, sir.
Also, that summer period, I assume that's when most folks will take their vacation.
Yes, sir.
If you, you know.
I mean, I would think between probably comp, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong on this, I'm just kind of guesstimating. If they take a week or two of comp time, you know, probably 2 weeks of comp time and a week of vacation, that's still going to leave them probably 4 weeks to for the sheriff to use within the county, however he decides to use it. I know summertime is usually a lot of our beach area, and you know, we get a lot of visitors, so.
Yeah, they offset the beach.
I have questions, may be for Marty, or we may have crunched the numbers on this one, don't know, but the money that we have budgeted for the sheriff's deputies to do the boat ramps in the summer, I'm hearing that we're going to have nine that are going to be working in the summer. Is there a chance of using those guys to do the boat ramp and using that boat ramp money to fund
the
fund
the sheriff talked about that at one time. That's an answer that the sheriff will have to provide, but I would think that we could work with that.
And it wouldn't really affect the general fund because that's paid out by grant fees. I mean, it's in the general fund, but it has no bearing on the deficit.
Okay. And our, just letting you know, the new school's coming on really fast. If y'all ever want to come by there, let us know. We'll give you a tour of the new school, what we're looking at, and a lot of local participation is going on with that. And anytime y'all want to come visit the schools, let us walk you around and show you what's going on. You know, really pat our teachers and staff and kids on the back because the first time in 9 years, you know, we are a B. We want to continue. We realize we can go higher than that. And so that's going to be our goal, is to continue to grow on that. And, you know, as we have more success, it's just going to help the county also.
You're going to have one at the vocational school, just like the other schools?
Yes, sir. There will be one at the vocational school. Yes, sir. And the plan is there that he's probably going to end up teaching some criminal justice classes there because there is such a shortage in our area with deputies. So some of his responsibility may be teaching.
That'd be good.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. We've had a good response. If we can get, we just got to get it approved in Tallahassee by Florida. FDLE up there, so once they approve it, I think that'll be a huge help for everybody in our area.
Any other questions or comments? If not, thank you.
Thank y'all. We appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Yeah, good job.
Item number 3, the board to hold budget work sessions to discuss all aspects of fiscal year 2018-2019 budget priorities.
Last Thursday, at the end of the workshop, we were asked to go back and reduce 5% from all of the departments, including the constitutional offices. And we took 5% from the county departments, and we were able to put back in the 2.1. We did this based on the 2.1 and 4.7, not combining. We were able to reduce the county departments by 5% and add back in for the insurance and retirement. Also for the clerk of court, supervisor, tax collector, the same thing. The sheriff, we reduced 5%, added back in the SRO amount because that's offset with revenue. Their 4.7% increase plus the insurance they need for Robert Lundy, and we got it down to a $10,000 deficit.
$10,000?
Yes, ma'am. We were at $893.
That does not include this resource position that the superintendent has identified.
That's
so, with that included, 69 plus 10 would be 79.
If I can. No. I think I've talked to most of y'all, a number of y'all, and Sheriff. Major, if you want to possibly look at funding this additional position, we have talked about there are two crews that the sheriff has now that are correctional crews. A correctional officer takes the crew out. They have been willing or talked about dedicating one of those crews just to the road department, and we would fund that crew out of our gas tax money, possibly even the discretionary split that you all get. And I think if you did that, then it'd work out to be maybe $13,000 commissioner that you'd have to use your discretionary monies to fund. That is one possibility that's on the table. That would free up the money out of his budget, and then you could use to fund that position. And they have given me the assurance, and I 100% asked for this, that crew would be 100% ours, out there working the road department every day. Doing the projects that we know need done.
And using gas tax money, they can only, I looked it up with the state, they can only work on county maintained roads.
Yeah. But y'all know the work's out there, though.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Now, we already fund the road department partially with some gas tax money to keep from increasing the millage in the road department fund. So we just add more money to that.
No, you wouldn't add more. You wouldn't add more tax money. You couldn't do that. You just redirect.
Well, let me redirect. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So that would mean that each of us in our district for road paving monies would receive a slight decrease.
Yes, sir.
About $13,000.
About $13,000, I think, is what it was.
That's about $5,000 divided by 5, 13. Now we can take that out of the common account. But there's a pressing need for road paving here.
Certainly.
And I have to think about this. You know,
man, I know we talk about road paving. I've talked to certain contractors and road people. They're talking about. There's an alternate to this road paving, this $500,000 a half mile, or $1 million a mile to call. What's it called, Ted?
Chip seal.
Chip seal. Chip seal. Have anybody ever heard of chip seal?
I have. It does not last very long. But you save a ton of money.
Yeah. We're going.
$50,000. $50,000 a mile.
I know that Malcolm, I said, doesn't last. I'm going to go with whoever wants to. I think Ben Thomas wants to, and maybe Jim even. We did it in Jackson County, and I think we were hoping that we'd get 10 years out of a road. And those roads we did in Jackson County may be getting close to 10 years or maybe older. I want to go and meet with the county engineer I work with up in Jackson County and ride those roads, and let's see how well they've held up and get his opinion, too. So, I mean, you may be right. They may be falling apart, or they may be holding up. But I'm going to go see.
Jackson County has, within the last couple of years, put in some chip and seal roads.
Mm-hmm. You can't do but certain roads with them. You wouldn't want roads that are log trucks or going down or heavy trucks or anything. They're more of light traffic. But I'm going to go.
Residential
or light traffic, you know.
Two or three houses on a road.
Yeah.
3 miles.
Yeah.
Roughly $50,000 a month.
$50,000 to $100,000, maybe, you know, depending on the base work that you got to do and the prep and everything. So.
You get a lot of miles on road paving, which you can see.
Okay, so back to the budget. We have one proposal in front of us. If we cut 5% from each officer, we're down to $10,000 deficit. If we add in the new requested position, then we're up to 70,000 deficit. So what is the pleasure of the board?
I would like to see us try to fund the school resource position. Now, having said that, I don't have an answer about where we're going to get the money. It would be 10 plus 69 would be 79,000. Do you all feel comfortable in taking that amount out of contingency?
79,000?
Plus 69 for the position, right, Mark?
Yes, sir.
And then the 10 we already have, that's 79. Now, we've balanced budgets before by taking a nominal amount out of contingency. And I might ask our finance person, you feel comfortable with funding, balancing the budget with 79,000 out of contingency? We've done this before for more than that.
Yes.
And this would seem to be the most painless way to do this thing. If only if the finance lady tells me that she's comfortable with it.
It's a reoccurring cost.
It's a reoccurring cost. But
you replace that as an extra next year, $80,000.
And the year after, and the year after, and the year after. But we can hope for the best that maybe property values will go up $79,000 next year, and we can fund that deficit with new revenue.
I'm fine.
You fine with that, Jim?
I'm fine with it. I think that's
all I'm going to do. I just throw that out as the only option. I don't see any other option. We don't have the appetite to increase taxes.
Madam Chair, the sheriff said he can't take a 5% cut in his budget. I mean, we're already on our inmate daily count. It's costing the sheriff an average of $500,000 more a year just to run what it costs to run that jail. We're 31 inmates per day higher on the count than we were in previous years. That's a huge amount of money. And we still haven't addressed the insurance.
No. We haven't.
So, just throwing that out there, that I know you can balance your budget with that, but it doesn't address the problem. And you're cutting 5% off of the previous year's budget. So there's no increase at all. There's no wiggle room at all. I don't know that 69,000 will fund the position. We may not have the money to fund the position if you take a 5% cut.
Well, you know, the problem is, and everybody here knows the situation we're in, each time we have a meeting, we've got somebody else that comes forward wanting something else. It puts us further in the hole. And I mean, I'm not throwing darts at you, Danny, or anybody else, but every meeting is something else. And at some point, what are we going to do? I mean, y'all look at y'all's budget, we're looking at a devastating situation here. And we've got to balance this budget. We don't have a money tree outside. I guess some people think we do, but we don't. Or we don't have a hidden pot of money somewhere. I think people think that, oh, the county's got some money stashed back somewhere they can pull into they haven't told us about. Do we have such as that?
No.
No. So, you know, by law, we have to balance our budget. So, it's hard times for all of us. Hard times for all of us. We're all going to suffer here. I don't think anybody has a magic answer, and it's nobody wants to ask y'all to reduce your budgets. I mean, but you understand, we're in a situation that we've got to find a solution. I need to hear from more board members.
I'd like to hear from constitutional officers. We have one that was a county commissioner before. How did you solve those issues before?
That was tough. Thank God I was a commissioner when times were real good, property values were up, so it wasn't a real big issue. We were able to find things are a lot more expensive now.
We're open to suggestions.
You'll tell us how we're going
to
do it.
Tell us how. Tell us what departments you want us to cut out. Cut the library. Cut the road department out.
Start laying off people?
Start laying off people. Abolish positions. Just identify what you want. We'll consider it.
Can I ask, Madam Chair, last year the raises came about after the budget was approved.
Correct.
With rollover money.
It was what the constitutional officers gave back.
Not rollover.
And reserve, yeah.
Okay. And reserve.
Yes, sir. Half of it was reserve.
And how was that done after the budget was approved? How would any adjustment to any budget be done in the middle of a budget year?
You come up with the amount and do it by resolution.
Same way we do with...
I recommend not doing it that way, only because it is a lot of work.
Okay.
It's a lot of resolutions, and it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work for payroll.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
If my memory serves me right, last year when we did this, the board was considering performance bonus of, say, $1,000 per employee. And one commissioner, who's not with us now, he made the motion, now I believe, that we, instead of giving folks a bonus, let's just give everybody a 3% raise. And it was pointed out in the discussion amongst the board members that this will be reoccurring. If you give out a bonus, it's not going to come back and bite you again the next year. But if you do a 3% raise, that's 3% on. And he said, I'll find the money. And he's not with us anymore. Now we need his expertise. Now, these budget numbers we're throwing around, you all will keep that 3% raise. So that's built in, and then the 5% comes after that's factored in. That's all I'm going to say.
You mean that 3% was allotted to come out again? That if it's in the budget, that 3% is already in the budget?
Yeah, it's in there, right?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. It's in there.
Right.
It's
in there. Nobody's going to lose their 3% raise they got last year.
You didn't. You told the county administrator that after the returns on all the budgets, that y'all would make a determination about the 3% increase. So they're required to do their annual report. We got that money back by October 31st. So that decision was made in November to give the 3%. So everybody's budget was amended what it took to fund that 3%.
And the 5% cut is based on that budget.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the benefit, of course, of the 3%. For the employee, that's 3% that goes towards their retirement, and that was part of the other justification. I'll go ahead and say I'm in. It's difficult. We're in the middle of hurricane season. We don't know what's going to happen with that. Our reserves are down. Capital reserves won't cover the 893. I mean, we don't have enough reserves to cover it. And then what if we do have a hurricane and we have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars? Where's that money going to come from? We talked about having to borrow that money. We do have the PIER money that will be coming back next year, in theory, because we never know if it's a bad hurricane year this year. Somewhere else in the United States, FEMA just puts things on the back burner for past storms, so we can't bank on that $600,000, $700,000 coming in for next year. It's a gamble. And I'm not in favor of the county offices being the only ones taking hit. I don't mind if we freeze hiring and those kind of things, but that's still not, you know, that keeps us far away from what we need, and I'm in favor of, you know, us all feeling the pain. I'm in favor of the school resource officer and taking that smaller amount out of reserves, but not completely depleting the reserves. So I would be in favor of the 5%.
Okay. Everything that you just described to me sounds like a very unstable situation that we would be heading into, and I think it would be dangerous. You know, if you deplete what you have and you have a hurricane, and our responsibility is to keep us physically intact. So, I mean, are you, listen, we don't make motions, but that's your suggestion.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, anybody else?
Madam Chair.
Hold on just a second.
My feeling is the same, Steve. Now, it's nice to have it, but if you ain't got it, you can't have it. And I think what we all have heard, the money is not there. We have jumped through the hoops all the past year to try to do the thing that was nice and nice to do. And when you get to the button block that there's no more money, I don't care what you say or how you say it. The bottom line is not there. Now, if you tell me how to get it, I can understand that. And I think what we're asking the public to do, if you know a way for us to get it, tell us. But if you don't, then we're going to have to make a decision.
Commissioner Moody.
I'm fine with taking it out of reserve myself. And I'm fine with it. Haven't got no choice than 5%. But, I mean, there's no other answer. They just want to completely delete reserve and gamble with that. That's my answer.
Commissioner Page.
I don't have an answer. I've spent a lot of time thinking about this, sleepless nights, and doing a lot of praying about it. It just won't come to me how you do this. And the most painless way for today's purposes is to take $79,000 out of the contingency, go ahead and balance the budget with that, deal with the 5%, and that way we funded the school resource position. At least we've accomplished that. We haven't depleted the contingency funds. We just reduced it by $79,000, which is recoverable. Keep it in mind that that same $79,000, Madam Clerk, is coming back next year and the next year and the next year and the next year. And kind of kicking the can down the road. Sooner or later, you can't do this. But for the amount, $79,000, I would feel comfortable in taking it out of contingency. And hope that property values would go up and we could recover that 79 with increased revenue then. That's where I am. Unless somebody shows me what else we can do and identifies a better solution.
Okay, on that, on the new position, if we do that this year, and if we're faced with such an extreme deficit next year, we may not be able to fund it next year. We may have to delete that. So just because we do it this year, yes, it would be a built-in cost, but if you can't continue to do it,
Madam Chair, the $79,000 or $69,000 only be good for cutting the sheriff's budget 5%. He's not going to be able to afford to fund that position anyway. We're going to have to make cuts in other areas. So if you're cutting the budget 5%, adding $69,000 for a position that really doesn't exist is not going to help. He's going to have to cut services. That's what I just got a text message back from the sheriff. And if you cut his budget 5%, adding $69,000 back in for a position, it's not going to cover a position. I just told you the expenses at the jail are up. You're cutting his whole budget by 5%.
Marty, I do understand.
Well, what we're saying is that there is no position. I mean, we may have to cut positions.
It may come to that. You may have to cut
positions. But that's also going to cut services. So
as long as everybody understands that. I mean, we don't have the money.
You know, the county spends approximately $1.2 million to equalize insurance for the other constitutional officers and for the board.
I think, Madam Chair, we just want to leave this thing like we had set when we came here today with a 5%.
Okay.
Period. Don't dip into contingency for nothing. Because you got to stop this process.
That's right.
You got to stop bleeding somewhere.
Okay.
And you heard Marty say that even if we funded through contingency the $79,000, he's still not going to do a whole lot. He may not even be able to use that $79,000
to fund that decision.
Just leave it like it is.
Does everybody else feel the same way as Commissioner Page?
That's the way to go. Okay.
That's the way to go. All right. Sometimes you have to just bite the bullet and do it.
Okay. Any other questions or comments?
What's the process from here? Excuse me.
So is it the board's feeling that if he can't fund that position that you've approved for the school, that the $69,000 will not be taken out of your reserve until such time as that position's filled? Is that the board's feeling?
Okay. Yes.
Wait a minute, I didn't quite understand that.
Okay.
We're not going to fund that $69,000. Period. Today.
I understand that, but the concept is that you would take that additional resource officer out of your reserves. If he's not able to fund that, then are you going to keep the $69,000 reserve if he can't fund that other resource officer?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. If there are no other comments or questions, do you have anything, Mr. Leckie? Okay, this meeting is adjourned.
But then have our special meeting at 10?
Are you working on the same agenda?
Yeah, this is not till 10.
Yeah, okay. So we've got 10, so we've got 15 minutes right here.
Just a quick question to clarify. As we're going forward, we're building the budget based on the decision you just made. And Daniel Farrell will come back at another hearing date to approve
the
budget.
We need to set the tentative millage next Wednesday. We need to have a special meeting. Yes.
Okay. So I just want to see what the process will be.
All right. So we'll be back at 10. Since this was advertised for 10, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
We have to wait till 10.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are you doing, Brett?
Yes.
Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for your love and your saving grace, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to work through this board, Lord, and give us the wisdom and the knowledge that we need to make difficult decisions, Lord. We pray, Father, for our county and our nation and all our leadership, Lord, that every step that we take and every decision that we make, Lord, is done with clear and honest thought and consideration. Be with us now as we continue on with our work this morning. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, item number 3, approval of the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda is ready.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item 4. The board to consider approval of health insurance committee's recommendation for renewal of the county's health insurance policy as agenda by Gary Knowles, health insurance committee chairman.
All right, everything's still the same, or as I know. Option 3, 2.1% for the county employees. So.
What about option 6? Is this part of your recommendation?
I guess that's what they're
So.
That's what we did in the budget, so yeah, 4.7%.
Well, how do we want to phrase this motion? Approve your recommendation?
You can do the option 3 for the BCC plan at 2.1% and option 6 for the sheriff's plan at 4.7%.
That's our move, Madam Chair.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second? No second? Okay, motion fails.
Madam Chair, I would understand the insurance committee makes a recommendation on what's the thought process and how you reached this recommendation. Was it the bottom line and what you knew the budget would be?
Yeah, what we did every year, insurance has a renewal, and so we got a renewal from them, and the first one was higher than that, and then one of the options was to make some tweaks to the plan, and so that's typically what we do every year. We, you know, if it comes in at no increase, then we usually don't do anything, and if it comes in at an increase, then we look at what we can do, how does that affect the plan, how does that affect employees and their coverages, and so we did that this year. We've done it just about every year. We've made little small tweaks to it. And that's kind of our plan what we want to do is we want to provide the best coverage for the least cost.
Sure.
And so, but with our, in the past, we've had pretty good loss ratios, and this year we didn't. And so we felt like that with a 97% loss ratio, and after reducing some of the benefits, we changed the medical benefits here, the prescription copays is what the biggest change was in this plan. So we did that, and it was 2.1% is what it came back at for that. So anyway, that's kind of the thing we do. We just try to take little bites, and we try to plan out 3 or 4 or 5 years in advance to make sure that we're staying ahead of it. You know, some of the, just to give you an insight, you know, I mean, the committee has been discussing some different things, like some HSAs and things like that in the future, and or maybe even offering two plans, a plan like we have, and an HSA plan, giving some employees some options, and trying to keep the cost down. So we're always looking ahead at that kind of stuff.
Tell me, if you will, I mean, we have the paper in front of us, but your understanding on option 7 would, what, combine the
right.
sheriff's plan and our plan?
Yeah, option 7 would fit everybody in the same plan together. And by doing that, what it was last year, the sheriff had something else.
Right.
And so they went to the plan was from the insurance committee from the beginning was to kind of get everything lined up together and then eventually, you know, just get it all kind of going parallel and then eventually combine it, if that made sense. And we figured it would be several years down the road before that happened. So the sheriff agreed to change last year. He went on the plan last year, and then it wasn't exactly like ours because his was different, and so the plan's a little bit different. So by option 7 would put all of the sheriff's people just like the county, and it puts all together, and everybody had the same insurance plan.
And it would decrease the deductible for everyone?
Would decrease the deductible for the sheriff's employees.
Well, the 500, 1,000, where before it's 1,000, 3,000.
For the sheriff.
Well,
currently,
the
board's employees currently have 500 and 1,000.
I see option 3. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, can I ask what the approximate difference, how much increase option 7 would be?
Well, what we figured is, the thing about option 7 is option 7 doesn't include the changes to the insurance code, the prescription copays. So the insurance company said it's about a 2% reduction if you make the same changes that we've already agreed to make. So if you take that out, then it would be an $85,000 difference. Cost $85,000 more.
To include the sheriff department?
Right, to combine them together.
With the increase.
Wait a minute, hold on, what are you saying?
That's without a subsidy to the sheriff's office employees, that's true.
That's just premiums.
Right.
Okay. That would put the county and the employee and the sheriff together under the current county plan, BCC plan, and it would cost $85,000 more than if we stayed separate with option 3 and option 6.
Gary, are those numbers based on the old census or the old survey numbers that the sheriff's office gave Auburn?
Yes.
Okay.
This is based off of what they actually have.
Okay. So that's basically the cost without considering if they had the subsidy, more people would come on the plan. Or the numbers would, some people would go from employee only to employee family or employee spouse, employee child. So that's the current enrollment.
And based on the last survey, that would be 19 people that, it would be 9 people to go to the family plan and 5 for employee spouse, employee children.
And the cost to that, to the board, would be?
Approximately $179,000.
Difference?
Yes, sir. And I'm, now Gary, what I did was I took the actual cost that the board pays, and so that's taking the premium, backing out the employee contribution, based upon the latest numbers that we got from the sheriff's office, and which would in effect be giving them this as the subsidy. And then I took out about $40,000 in premium if we all moved to the same prescription drug plan. That's just a guess. And the number was $179,067.
If we can't fund a resource officer position for 69, why are we talking about something else that's 179?
Well, we could fund it, sir.
Yeah.
But the sheriff wouldn't guarantee that we'd fund it. We were ready to get the money out of contingency.
So that's right. That's right. And he shot that down. Basically.
For discussion's sake.
Yeah.
We know that we have not a level playing field between the sheriff and the county employees. We know that they have a retention issue. We cut their budget 5%. That's going to be, even more difficulty to operate. But I'm speaking in terms of the employees, and we'd say deputies. It's not deputies. It's correction officer and everything across the board. Anyway, but they need some advantage to have retention and so forth. And I would be willing, to make a motion for option 7. With the $179,000 increase coming from capital reserve contingency to fund option 7.
I'll second that motion.
I won't vote for it.
Okay, now and then next year would it reduce next year?
We don't know that.
But there's a possibility, more than likely, unless you had a lot of additional claims or...
Right. But you don't know that.
And we don't know that. And we won't know until open enrollment also. It could increase significantly at open enrollment.
Well, we don't know if it would increase, and we don't know if it would decrease both ways.
I don't know that because it's based on the poll.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it will decrease.
My reasoning is we have to start somewhere. And kicking the can down the road again, We can't afford this is Martha. So.
Wanda, what is the total from the option 7? Is it 179 and 85, or is it 179?
No, ma'am. It's 170. Just based upon the numbers I got this morning, the estimate is 179,067.
And if
that includes the increase for the insurance and the subsidy for the sheriff to provide his employees with the same benefit?
What I did was I took the current cost to the board and I multiplied it by 12.33%, because that's the difference between the option 3 and the option 7.
Right.
That's the percentage. That was $121,327. That's just on the board side. Then the $97,740 was with the numbers from the poll that I got from the sheriff, and that backs out the employee contribution. So you're taking the premium, I'm taking out the employee contribution. And the difference between option 6 and 7 was $97,740.12.
Okay. And is the employee contribution the same as the board?
That's based upon the not a percentage, but the actual number that the board currently.
So their employees will be paying for part of their premium.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I just wanted to make that clear.
Right. I took the option 7 premiums and backed out the amount that the board that the employee currently pays, and then took that number, the monthly number, multiplied by 12, and then so the difference between 6 and 7 is $97,740.12, because this option 6 is already in your budget. So it's basically adding the subsidy for the employees, the 19 employees.
So I guess bottom line is it puts us on the same playing field as everybody else, the sheriff's office on the same playing field. That figure you just gave, that's all I'm trying to get clarification is.
And that's about
Commissioner Spradley's talking about puts everybody on the same.
That's about $500 per employee. Right. You said it was 19 of them?
Yes, 19. Nine for the family, five for employee spouse, and five for employee children.
No, the maximum that the employee would be paying for family coverage based upon the current contribution that the board makes would be $295.38 for family coverage. $113.74 for employee child, $181.64 for employee spouse. And these are not firm numbers. I mean, this is a guess. So I think the very least impact would be the $179.
Okay. Tim, I'm going to ask you something. If we were to, as a scenario, take the library position back to the library director the way it was, the little bit of savings there, would that help the situation and any other positions that we may feel like that we...
I think you'd want to reduce $10,000 on that library position.
Say again?
You'd want to reduce $10,000 on that library position.
Right, but that would help some. Mm-hmm. And any other positions that we may could look at that... we might move people around and eliminate if that came to it. Would that help?
I don't know. There's a lot of movement you can make in positions you can eliminate. I really don't.
Okay. So you don't see any way to...
Well, you know, we're talking about reduced into that library position, but we've already given up one library position in this budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Well, you've been without that one, so it kind of tells me we've got along pretty good without it anyway.
Well, we were making it without. That's why we took it out of the budget.
So basically, you don't see anything else, nowhere.
Not as positions.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm for the deputies. This is not about the sheriff, whether somebody likes the sheriff or doesn't like the sheriff or whatever he does. I'm talking about the deputies. They're already starting at a much lower salary than what anybody else does. You take the city, you take the highway patrol, they're already lower. And then they have such a high insurance premium they can't afford it. And so that makes it difficult to recruit people. It makes it difficult to retain people. And I'm for that deputy that puts on that bulletproof vest every day and goes out and he or she puts their lives on the line for me and my family and my property. So I want to help the deputies.
I am too.
I'd like to make a motion
to the deputies, but I also want to fund this help in a prudent fashion. And you hinted about some ways that we maybe can shave off enough shifting around some personnel. We haven't even talked about TCDA yet.
Right.
And if we can find a way to make this thing work, I'll certainly reconsider my position. I just figured about dipping into contingency for that much money, $179. And the proposal from the insurance committee, I guess it was your proposal, the option 6, gave us a way to do it, but not do it today. It might take 2 years to get it all together. That goes with a plan and been working in the right direction to accomplish what you've laid out. So, if we can figure out a way somehow to save the money, I would vote for it, because I think it's fair to see if it was Marty's pointed out.
Well, we're about to have a vote on this, and we haven't firmly identified any other cost savings. I've just asked our administrator if he had anything, and he said no, but then, you know, you've suggested a couple of things. We've all thought about other things, so what is your suggestion of how we would go about identifying that right here in the midst of what we're in the middle of?
Well, I think we'd have to ask, maybe take another recess, ask Ted to look at some things. I'm all for economic development. I don't know if TCDA needs to have all the money we allocate them. I think it's 100 and how much?
42.
I reduced it by 5%.
Now that 5% for everybody reduction, it was my thinking when I voted for this, that the 5% was 5% on the county side, not 5% every single department. Some departments maybe can't give up 5%. Some might give up 20%. i.e. TCDA. So if we let Ted have a few minutes, and you all sit there and see if you can come up with 179. Or if it takes more time, I'm available.
Mac, I'm smiling because it will take more time now. I mean, we have culled through these budget books for umpteen days, whatever. And I'm not being facetious. I'm very serious about this.
I'm sorry, Mr. Page, you talked about the SRO position. I thought that y'all left it with willing to take it out if the sheriff could find a way to fund it. Because I can't answer for the sheriff. I'm sitting here trying to do it. But I thought the way you left it was if the sheriff could figure out how to put that position in, you left that $69,000 in. Was that not what you
said? That's not what you said.
Yeah, all right.
You said you want to fund it, then.
Now come up.
Yeah.
To go back to helping Malcolm, if I can, go back to help and answer the question. I know this is maybe a gamble, but we are certainly willing to look at when someone leaves the organization to look see if we need to fill that position. But that would be a process down the road. You know, I'm certainly willing to look at it and see where we can become more frugal, but it doesn't help pay for it. But.
Here's where I'm at. I don't want to come back tomorrow. I want to come back Thursday. We've got today set aside to do this. How much time do you need? And we'll come back today, and let's figure this thing out before 2 o'clock.
I've got an appointment with one in Tallahassee, but I can cancel that.
I've got an appointment at 2, so. But it's just 10:30. And get your pens going fast and figure out something and come back and...
I mean,
everybody else is under pressure, and this is the way it is.
We're going to take, what was that magic number, $179,000,
yep.
Out of contingency for the sheriff. Let's add another $69,000 plus and fund this school resource officer position also.
I'd be in favor of that.
Well, he said that he didn't know where he could fund it with $69,000.
Well, oh, 79. Well, whatever, 10. So 79 plus 1 what?
179.
179. That's 180 plus 80 is 260.
Let me ask you a question.
And that's bad financial practice to do this.
Would.
And I know, and I mean, we'll do what you asked us to do. But Thursday afternoon, we spent 4 hours going through each department and cut the 5% and where we could cut. I honestly don't know where. The only other option would be cutting employees.
Well,
because we didn't just cut general fund departments. We went across the board and cut 5% from
where we could in the airport fund and in Road Bridge and MSTU.
And all you did for TCDA was 5%.
We did 5%, which is $7,000.
That's not a pretty way to do finance. You cut where you got the most opportunity to get the most benefit from it, and not reduce the service. But you all were
we can
the budget. You did a good job. You did a lot of hard work on it.
We certainly welcome. I mean, I'm.
I'll say go back
I'll meet
and
with
try
the team
again.
And sir,
go back and try again.
So the number is now 260,000. Just to clarify,
it was 179.
Yes,
plus the 10 we were already. Okay. Plus this go resource position.
Okay.
So you're talking about a big chunk of money.
279.
260.
279.
260.
Yeah, how'd you get 270?
179.
It's 248. Is that right?
It's
$258,000. Let me ask a question. Would you be willing to put back on the table using the gas tax money to fund one of the positions?
Gas tax money?
You know, we had the proposal, everybody taking $13,000 out of their discretionary.
Secondary road fund money.
Is that back?
What would that fund? That fund the resource position?
Yes, yes, sir.
And we would get one work squad out of that deal.
Yes, you would. It wouldn't be
and
just.
And nobody would supervise them.
Well, they'd have a correction officer.
They'd have to be supervised.
Yeah. If you don't put them under the road department, you might as well say they don't have any supervision.
No, sir. They would go out with a correctional officer, but they would work on the roads, clean
the
ditch.
Who would the correctional officer answer?
The sheriff.
Yes. Now, who's going to get the list of projects to the sheriff?
Hank would do that.
Hank
or the road department people would.
Well, that's what I want to circumvent. If you send it to the road department, it'll never get done. We could pop up under a tree somewhere.
Well, they wouldn't be going to the road department. They would be working on the roads, cleaning ditches or whatever would be.
Commissioner Page, Ted could give us the list or however you want to do it. I mean, it doesn't matter where we get the list from. We're going to send Mike out with his crew to work on whatever the county needs worked on. That was the agreement that the sheriff made. Yeah. If we funded that position, that he would, Danielle pointed out it can only be county roads, but I mean, we can also any county property. I mean,
no, courthouse. If it's gas tax money, it has to be a road.
Gas tax money can only be county roads.
It can only be.
But they can pick up this litter and they can pick up this trash and other things that you have out there. They can work on roads, do whatever we need.
They can, we rode around, looked at limbs, lay on the side of the road, they can get the limbs, they can cut grass.
They can chainsaw, they can cut limbs, move limbs from the side of the road.
If
we did all that, we're just talking about the school resource position.
Right. Then we're
we
down
still got that
one.
Once they arrive.
Right.
And that's what they're going to go work on. Now, as far as this gas tax money, if we all, we all got to give up something, and then if everything goes in, like we talked before, everything goes in the same pot, we'll still be able to get more things done than we would have if we each keep $30,000 a year, which we can't do anything with that. Yeah.
True.
So, I'm willing to sacrifice.
I'll sacrifice my $13,000.
And then that just leaves y'all to try to find how we're going to cut this 179.
Well,
and how much time do you want?
Just for clarification, I'm sorry. If you do that, you're going to do that in lieu of the 69 coming out of to fund the SRO, right? You want us to take that money we're going to save from the officer that's there now to fund the SRO position. I'm just trying to be clear on what we're doing here.
I would think that would be the intent.
That was my understanding.
Yeah.
To make that ninth position.
Did the sheriff do that?
This is going back.
I think we'll
you already got the position. You're just reallocating it.
Reallocating that position. Right. Since you're going to fund it to a different source.
Right.
Madam Chair, if you want us to do this, I'd recommend coming back after lunch. 1:30, something like that probably. Give us some consistent time to look at numbers. But
okay.
What do y'all think?
I have something that I have to be at 2:00.
You want to do it at 1:00?
I got an appointment at Tallahassee at 1:00. Came back. I got another one also at 3:00.
Well, do we want to come back in the morning then?
Mm.
I can come back. Be fine with me.
What are you scheduled?
I'd rather do it today than good.
Yeah, I would do it then. It's 10:30. Could we come back at 12? I mean, you've done been over this. You know all the numbers.
So I'll cut short. Can I make a motion on? We've already not had a motion to accept the committee's recommendation. Can I make a motion that we accept?
We didn't have one not to accept the committee's recommendation. All we did is there was no motion made not to accept the committee's recommendation, insurance committee.
His motion failed.
So are we open for another motion?
You have a motion and a second on the table.
You got a motion and a second on the table.
Yeah.
It's to fund the 179 from the capital reserve to fund sheriff's insurance.
Yeah, let's leave it at that right now and see what they come back with and pick up, okay?
Well, I think you need to do away with that motion because you're going to adjourn and come back at another time and the minutes is not going to be complete because I got to show you adjourned and then come back. Are you
if I choose to withdraw my motion.
If you wish, yeah.
Okay.
But you may not do that.
I'll withdraw my motion and we'll see what else we can do.
Are you going to withdraw your second?
I'll be up.
Okay. Then we'll come back at 12. All right.
Motion that the board be in recess until 12 p.m.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Be back at 12.
All right, so
if I can get all minutes, I can't be talking about
them. 11:55, what's that? 11:30.
The board, I mean, 10:30, then the department.
I don't think.
Yeah.